People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
Most communities in the San Francisco Bay Area are pretty challenging when it comes to finding affordable housing options, and Santa Clara County is no exception. Thankfully, the Housing Trust of Santa Clara County makes loans and grants to increase the supply of affordable housing in the Silicon Valley. They assist first-time home buyers, prevent homelessness, and work to stabilize neighborhoods. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and my guest on this episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast is Kevin Zwick, Executive Director of the Housing Trust Fund of Santa Clara County, one of the largest housing trusts in the nation. Since they began distributing funds in 2001, the trust has invested over $33 million and leveraged over $1.7 billion to create more than 7,800 housing opportunities. Kevin, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
And it's especially a pleasure to welcome you in your first hour back after the birth of Daniel. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But it's good to be back. It's good to be back here working at the Housing Trust.
You have to share with us how big Daniel was at birth.
Well, Daniel is a large baby. He was 9 pounds, 4 ounces at birth. And let's see, already he's up to, after 3 weeks, he's up at 10 pounds, 10 ounces. So,
oh, my goodness.
I don't know how we got such a big baby, but he's doing great.
And but we hope your wife's back is doing great, too, carrying him around. So, Kevin, I understand that the Housing Trust of Santa Clara County is different from other trust funds in that it doesn't rely on a tax or a fee to raise capital. So can you give us some background on the trust and how you've raised funds both from the public and private sector?
Sure. You know, the Housing Trust is a unique type of organization. There are housing trusts and housing trust funds scattered throughout the country, and the vast majority of them are funded through a specific fee or tax, like a real estate transfer tax or a document recording fee, or other types of fees assessed on development. Here in Santa Clara County, about 10 years ago, a coalition of housing advocates, members of the business community, and the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors looked to figure out how to set up their own housing trust for the county. And when they looked at it, they saw how challenging it was in California these days to create a new local revenue source dedicated for one purpose or another. But they knew they wanted a housing trust. They knew they needed a housing trust. Silicon Valley, specifically Santa Clara County, is one of the least affordable places throughout the country. However, the affordability of housing is crucial to our region's competitiveness. So the business leaders were organized through what was then the Silicon Valley Manufacturing Group, and now it's the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, and they really answered a challenge from the public sector and from the nonprofit housing sector to see if they could create a voluntary housing trust. So every year, the Silicon Valley Leadership Group surveys its top CEOs of the companies that make up the vast number of employers here in Silicon Valley. And without fail, every year, affordable housing is either the number one or number two highest ranked impediment to having a competitive valley. And so they were challenged and said, well, let's see if we can't put our money where our vision is. And they, the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors, put up the first $2 million and challenged the business community to be able to match it. And they did. Some of the largest high-tech companies here made very large grants. They quickly raised $2 million to support affordable housing. And then under the leadership of Carl Guardino, who's the CEO of the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, they set a new goal. They said, let's raise $20 million and really capitalize this housing trust. And within 2 years, they had raised that $20 million. Every city in Santa Clara County contributed to the housing trust fund, and many of the large employers did as well. HP, Intel, Adobe, Applied Materials, and others all gave $1 million grants, and other people gave grants of all different sizes. And And with that, the Housing Trust was born.
You know, it's an amazing model, and you wonder whether it could work in other communities or if this is really just something that can work in an area where you have a high-tech sector or some sector where everyone is benefiting, you know, at the same time, and companies are doing really well, and you have this, you know, almost embarrassment of riches, but yet this need to be able to say you can come and work for our company and still afford to buy a home.
Well, I think there's some truth to that, and then but I think any region that really has large employers and employers that are really invested in creating an affordable housing stock, this model can work. But what it does need is it does need some group organizing those business groups into public policy goals that are, you know, larger than their own immediate self-interest. And we're so lucky to have that here in the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, that they, you know, they get all of the people who have the most invested in this valley together and saying, well, what type of valley is it that we want to be living in and doing business in? What does our transportation system have to look like? What does our housing network have to look like? What does our education system have to look like? So, but that type of model can be organized anywhere.
Sure. All you need is a Carl Guardino, right?
Carl Guardino has to clone himself and get farmed out. But I think that's one of the key parts is either the local chamber of commerce or a local regional governing agency or regional manufacturing organization. Someone has to get people together and say, well, can we... first of all, is affordable housing a need in our community? And then if it is, what is it that we can do? And then build the type of coalition that we had here. You have to lay that groundwork before you're going to attempt a housing trust based off of our model. And in some communities, they've done that. San Mateo County has a vibrant housing trust that has brought in their employers, and other places around the state have done that as well, too.
So one other thing that's different about your trust is that you don't just focus on very low or low-income housing, but also on moderate-income home buyers. Why is that?
Well, we just think while there are different needs for people at a variety of different income levels, and really, honestly, Santa Clara County is unaffordable for quite a large number of people. So certainly, if you're a low-income family, if you're a working family, and you're trying to find an affordable place to rent, you need more rental housing. So that's one of the things that we fund. We make loans to developers who are building affordable rental housing. But if you're a teacher or a police officer or a entry-level engineer or somebody who grew up in Santa Clara County and you're trying to buy your first home in Santa Clara County, and you know the median price of homes is, you know, over $550,000, you're going to need some assistance to buy that house as well. And it's important for our region to be able to have opportunities for people to buy their first home and get on the property ladder and stay in Santa Clara County. So that's, you know, that's low income, that's moderate income, but certainly, you know, it's a whole different story what affordable housing means when you're very low income or extremely low income and you're trying to keep a roof over your head. So so for that reason, we make grants to agencies that work with very low and extremely low income people as well. So we try to cover the wide, the whole spectrum of affordable housing needs in Silicon Valley. And thankfully, because of the incredible fundraising efforts of the early board and groups like the Silicon Valley Leadership Group and others, we have that capital base to allow us to be innovative now. We're able to go out and say, what are the needs in the community? What isn't being funded? Can we use our funds to meet that need? Because, you know, the vast, 50% of our funds are philanthropic charitable grants.
Many Bay Area communities, Kevin, have been hard hit by foreclosures. Is that a big issue in Silicon Valley as well?
It absolutely is, and it's especially in San Jose. So, you know, San Jose is half of the county, so what affects San Jose affects Santa Clara County. And over the last 5 years, the foreclosure crisis really exploded in San Jose. And, you know, up in Northern California, maybe the story's been overlooked a little bit in San Jose. However, there's no doubt that the foreclosure crisis has affected the city here. So to give you some examples, in 2006, there were just over 2,000 foreclosure filings. The next year, in 2007, there were 5,800 foreclosure filings. In 2008, that jumped up to over 14,000, and then in 2009, there's over 16,600 foreclosure filings. So the foreclosure crisis, is a major issue in San Jose. It tends not to be concentrated in just one area. The different waves of the foreclosure crisis have pretty much hit throughout the city. But it's a very real problem. And, you know, the foreclosure crisis affects more than just the families who are losing their home. It's affecting the neighborhoods that have blighted homes when people have to leave them, when the bank forecloses on them and kicks them out. It affects renters who get kicked out of their homes when their absentee landlords have foreclosed on their properties. And it just sends ripple effects throughout the whole housing ecology in Santa Clara County.
So I understand that the Housing Trust of Santa Clara recently secured a $25 million grant from the federal government to help address foreclosures. Is that being used more to keep people in their homes, or are you helping people to buy foreclosed homes with that money?
The primary use of this $25 million is to stabilize neighborhoods, and Congress created this program to have that as a goal. So we're using these funds in a variety of ways to go and acquire homes that have been foreclosed upon, renovate them, and then make them available to low and moderate income families through a variety of affordable housing options. So this is primarily for to help mitigate and stabilize neighborhoods. A portion of our funds we're setting aside to figure out how we can help keep people in their homes. We have a pilot program that we're creating that's based off of a program from Boston, where we're trying to identify people who have been foreclosed upon or have had the foreclosure proceedings begin but haven't been evicted yet, and then figure out a way to purchase the home from the bank that's foreclosed upon it and then sell it or lease it back to the family who may have good credit and may have good job and the ability to pay for rent or mortgage, except for this, you know, one incident, this one foreclosure. That program, we expect to get it up and running in the fall. That will be the one program that we use that really tries to keep people in their homes. But that's a small portion of the overall grant. The vast majority of the grant is to go into these neighborhoods that are particularly hard hit, purchase homes that are sitting there, that are boarded up, that have been foreclosed upon, and capture them for the affordable housing inventory of the city.
So are the funds just for first-time buyers, or can they be used for apartment buildings, for instance, in foreclosure?
Well, yes and no. So the funds are not just for first-time home buyers. So, however, the family or the household buying the home has to use it as their primary residence. So if you're moving up, if you owned a home somewhere else and you wanted to buy your second home and move into it, you could use our funds for that purpose. And apartment buildings can be used with our funds, but not by individuals. An individual wouldn't be able to go and buy a 10-unit apartment building. However, nonprofit organizations or affordable housing developers will be able to use our funds to go and purchase apartment buildings that are in foreclosure or at risk of foreclosure in order to keep the apartment building or turn the apartment building into affordable housing.
Can you tell us the story of someone that the trust has been able to help?
Yeah, absolutely. Recently, we created a new first-time home buyer program called our Equity Share Co-Investment, or ESCO. And this program is we make loans up to $75,000 available to people buying their first home in Santa Clara County. And it's a dollar-for-dollar match. So if the home buyer has $50,000, we'll match it with $50,000. If they have $75,000, we'll match it with $75,000. And then the way they'll pay us back is by sharing in the appreciation over time. So if the value of the home goes down, then they don't owe us any interest on our loan. If the value of the home goes up, then we share in the appreciation. So we were able to help this great family. It's a family who had immigrated here and had lived here for almost 20 years, and they've been, him and his wife, both been working for the county of Santa Clara County as clerks, and they've just been waiting and waiting and waiting and saving in order to buy a home. And every time they thought they were close, you know, they would be the victim of a housing spike or a housing bubble, and keep pushing the affordability out of reach. So with this new ESCO program, because we were able to offer a significant amount of down payment assistance, and partially due to the foreclosure crisis, which has made some properties in some neighborhoods available that weren't available before, this family was able to purchase their first home in the Blossom Hill area of San Jose, a really great neighborhood that they've been looking at and wishing that they can move into. And, you know, there's a family that worked in Santa Clara County. They are key workers for the county. They're raising a family here, and now they can live in their home, stay in their home, have their kids grow up here, and know they don't have to move out to the Central Valley in order to, you know, realize the American dream.
It's fabulous. And this is what makes all those hours of hard work worth it for you, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, the foreclosure problem is only one aspect of the housing crisis that's been created by the downturn. Homelessness also seems to be increasing. Has the trust done anything to assist in that area as well?
Yeah, we've tried to address that issue in two ways, because that's absolutely right. So as people are being evicted from their homes, or as people are losing their homes, there's a need for short-term temporary housing. So with the foreclosure crisis, it's definitely taxed and overtaxed homeless shelter system here in Santa Clara County. The safety net has been severely taxed and been crumbling for a while before the foreclosure crisis ever happened. And with the foreclosure crisis, with these 25,000-30,000 foreclosure filings over the last 3 or 4 years, you're creating a lot of people who need temporary housing who didn't need it before. The apartment complexes are full. The emergency shelters are full. The transitional housing is full. And then for those that are open, the safety net is just getting worse and worse. So we've created two programs to help address this issue. The first is we make what are known as emergency homeless prevention grants to homeless agencies and social service agencies throughout the county. And what these agencies do with this money is they set up basically revolving loan funds, and they help people with a month's rent on an emergency basis to help bridge people through financial difficulties that they're having. Or if they're in temporary housing, these funds are used to help them put down payments to get into permanent housing. So that program, we increase the amount of money that we give to that every year. We increase the number of agencies that were eligible for those grants. So that was one strategy. The second strategy is we created a brand new program called the Safety Net Capital Improvement Grant System, grant program. And with this is we're making up to $200,000 available per housing provider to help them go and renovate their existing housing. So for a lot of these buildings are falling apart. They need new plumbing systems, electrical systems. They might need improvements to help them keep their services going. And this was one of those needs that we identified that nobody else was funding in the area. So we just made our first round of grants for that program. They went to 6 different providers with 12 different, more than 12 different sites, and that's really going to help maintain those beds so that they're there when people get foreclosed upon, when they lose their housing. There's a place for people to go, and it's safe, sanitary, just housing for them to get to. So those two programs are part of our response to the increased need for homeless services in the Valley.
Excellent. Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about any of these programs or the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, how would they go about it?
Well, the best way is to take a look at our website. We're at www.housingtrustscc.org. There you'll find information on all of our programs. You'll find out if If you're eligible for a first-time home buyer loan, or if somebody you know is eligible, we also have a variety of workshops throughout the county where we talk about our first-time home buyer programs. We're going to be having workshops over the course of the summer to let the nonprofit sector know how they can participate with us in our neighborhood stabilization program. And then they can also give us a call. Everyone here is more than willing to take the time to talk to people to let them know about our programs and find out how they can help or they can be helped.
That's great. And we have links to your website in the show notes. Once again, that's www.housingtrustscc.org. Kevin Zwick, thank you so much for being on Eden Housing's Affordable Housing Podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.